Tell me when you're ready and recording and all that.
I'm ready.
Okay, let's call the meeting to order then. McKinney Housing Finance Corporation meeting of July the 10th, and I have 8:01 as our start time. Do we need to do any kind of a roll call, or do we have a quorum?
We do have a quorum. We can do a roll call as well if you'd like.
I haven't done a Zoom, so I wasn't sure of the protocol.
All right. I think we've got, I've got Justin and Bob and Chris and Samira and Gonzalo. Did I miss anyone? I got David.
This is Toya.
Yes. Oh, and Toya. Yes, I missed you, Toya. Thank you. So we have a full house. We're all here today.
Good, good. All right. Well, first item up is our consent items. And you've got attached, you should have had a copy of the minutes from our last meeting of February the 14th. I take a motion to approve those minutes.
I move a motion to approve them.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? And the minutes pass. Let's see. Next up is the regular agenda items.
We have one more set of minutes. I'm sorry.
We do.
The minutes from June 5th.
Minutes from June the 5th, 2020.
Motion to approve. June 5th.
Gonzalo.
Second.
Okay, we have a second. All in favor of passing the minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Did we have one opposed?
Was that just a late?
I think it was a late.
Okay. All right, then on to the regular agenda. First up is item number 20-0565. Which is an update on McKinney Flats. Who's going to give that, Crystal?
I think Jason's on the line is going to give that.
Okay.
Yep, and thank you, everybody. This is, for the record, this is Jason Arechiga with the NRP Group with development. And I just wanted to say that we are closed and excited to begin construction at the end of this month. Just for a general timeline, we are looking at the end of all the horizontal work right around Thanksgiving. So you'll see at the end of this month, you'll see the mass grading and then the rough plumbing and then just some of the general work that's going on. And then the slabs probably in September. And then the finishing of the slabs around Thanksgiving, and then around Christmas time, we'll be seeing like the framing. So that's just to give you just a rough idea of where we're at on the schedule. But also on a more personal note, when we get to the end of closing, we always I think maybe lose sight of this, but I do. Well, I sometimes lose sight of the fact that when I'm caught up in all the numbers and I'm caught up in the bricks and fix, that what we're actually building here is, you know, workforce and affordable housing, especially at a time now with the pandemic. Bob, you said, you know, you have family members suffering from it. And one of the weirdest things that we've noticed, we were actually pretty concerned that our occupancy ratings were going to go down. Again, this is a whole, you know, financial metric. We're losing sight of the big picture. And we were worried that, you know, that there would be people that couldn't make the rent and a lot of other things. And we're actually seeing the need. Our occupancy percentages are going way up. They went down for a little bit, but they're coming up and up. And it's a sad thing because we see a lot of people that are needing, that are in a position that they weren't in before, and maybe they're losing income and they need to come back and do it. But at the same time, it's a bittersweet thing, and it's a great thing because we have this affordable housing. And so I'm just really excited to be working with McKinney HFC and I'm really excited that we're going to be building something that's going to be keeping people working while it's being constructed, and then when it's done, a place that a lot of people that they may not have. Sure, when we initially started it, we needed it for the workforce housing. We needed it because McKinney wants to attract a lot of the Amazon and other industrial distribution places. But now that we're in the middle of the pandemic, it's a place where a lot of people are going to be. A lot of people are really going to need it, and so again, excited about it, and we're ready to move forward. That's it, really.
I got one question for you. What
sure.
about, I need to let council know, is there going to be any kind of a groundbreaking ceremony?
We're talking to Crystal about that. I don't know yet. Again, if I had to say, like, right now at this burning moment, I'd say no, and we would do one electronically. So, yeah, we would do one, but it would be kind of an electronic groundbreaking. And even when we do a groundbreaking, we normally wait until we have some mass grading done in the beginning of the plumbing. So it would still probably be like a month or two away. So I think we're going to sort of play it by ear and see what the cases are like.
And Mr. Chair, this is Deborah Guerrero. I'm with the NRP group as well on the development team. And just to let you know, we are looking at maybe doing a virtual groundbreaking of some kind just to celebrate, right? But about midway through, we like to do a hard hat tour at times. And I think that might be a better option to actually physically get people there in a safe way. So we are looking for ideas on how we can celebrate. And I just want to say very quickly that your McKinney HFC team have been absolutely wonderful to work with. And most importantly, they've been amazing stewards of this public process. I actually had the opportunity when you all put the RFQ out a couple of years ago to meet them in person in 2018, December of 2018, when they were interviewing us with a slew of other people. And just everything the vision that you all had as an entity, a public entity, and just the commitments that NRP made has really resulted 18 months later in this closing. And it has been wonderful to work with such a professional team led by Crystal. And so I just wanted to make sure that we shared that with you, because it is, as you've seen, it is challenging at times, but at the end of the day, it is really about what Jason said. It's about those working families and people and seniors and providing opportunities and options for affordable housing near jobs, and housing, workforce housing near jobs. So thank you for the opportunity, and we can't wait to celebrate along with you, and we will get back to you with what that looks like, and working with Crystal and her team.
Okay. Does anyone from the board have a question of the NRP group?
I have a question. This is Rainey Rogers.
Hey, Rainey.
Hey, I've gotten two calls because has the property been purchased yet?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, it has.
So I've gotten two calls from the neighbors who just basically says, "Oh, it started." That says, "Hey, we got stuff growing from your side into their backyards." That one guy mentioned poison ivy. It's growing from your side into their backyard. Is there any way we can make sure that that doesn't happen?
Oh, we'll take care of that. Yes, sir. I mean, we just purchased it, but yes, sir, we will absolutely take care of that.
Thank you. That's all.
Okay. Anybody else? All right, then moving on, the next item is item 20-0566. Consider, discuss, act on approval of third amended bylaws of the McKinney Housing Finance Corporation. And Crystal, you were going to put that on the screen.
Yes, let me get that up there for you.
All
All right, can you see it?
Yes.
Okay.
And the changes are in red, I'm assuming, right?
Yes. Let me close that a little bit. So really on the, let me make it a little bit smaller. On the first page, it's just changing that this is the third.
Right.
There's no other changes on that one. Really, the reason for these changes is since we did have the co-development partnership and we've created the LLCs, there are now bank accounts that are tied to those LLCs, and the financial piece is coming out from under the city, and accounting services will be taking over that. So this is reflecting that in the bylaws. So on page 5 is the first time that you see actual changes under this section 3.05, powers and duties of the treasurer. And you can see in red what changed. We removed the city's finance department, and it now says the treasurer. We had added in there the corporation, but it's just been changed to the treasurer. And then the treasurer shall maintain the corporation's financial reports. So that's the only changes that were made on that page. And then on the next page, these were the three changes that were made. In section 5.01, the nonprofit corporation, we removed out paid to and just did reappropriated through a budget amendment, amended approved to. So then, and then we removed such reports shall be included in regular minutes submitted to City Council, because the budgets go before City Council for approval. So we don't actually submit that in minutes. And then you have the date in there that you approve your annual budget. That's about the time that we're always doing our budgets at the city. So that by that July 25th meeting, hopefully you guys have, by that point, approved a proposed budget for the next year.
Okay. I'm assuming these changes have been run by Kim Flom or somebody at the city.
These changes have gone. They went, our bond council saw them, our partnership council, our financial advisors. We've had it run through our finance department, accountants, and city attorney. And Kim has seen a copy of it as well.
Okay. Let's see, I guess before we have questions, I need to have a motion. Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion to approve minutes.
And a second?
I second it.
Okay, any discussion? Okay, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, next item up for business is item 20-0567. Consider, discuss, act on Brown, Graham, and Company as certified public accountants of the corporation and the four limited liability companies. Do we have someone from this group that's online, Crystal?
We do. We have Jessica Chen online. Oops, there we go.
Good morning, everyone. This is Jessica Chen with Brown, Graham, and Company. Thank you so much for having me here this morning. Crystal has been instrumental in taking this process forward. She first arranged a meeting with the city of McKinney to discuss the transition and what kind of services are really needed there going forward, with the McKinney Housing Finance Corporation starting to getting involved with its first low-income housing tax credit affordable housing deals. And from there, we have proposed that our firm will be, in essence, your virtual CFO. We will provide the full scope accounting services, monthly accounting, annual, and other consulting services as needed for the McKinney Housing Finance Corporation itself, as well as the newly formed four limited liability companies that are involved with the McKinney Flood Project. I'm sure all of you have received a copy of our engagement letters. So I will just open it up for whoever may have questions about the engagement letter.
Crystal, did we go through a process where we got more than one proposal? How was this done?
On this, this is a very unique market, and there are very few accountant services that provide this service in Texas and are very familiar with the HFC process and the partnership process, so they're a sole source provider.
It's professional services.
And it's professional services, yeah.
Okay. So are they also involved in other housing, like similar type of corporation for different cities?
I'll make a note that this organization and Jessica provided audit services for the Housing Authority when I served on the Housing Authority Board, and they do excellent work. And what Crystal's saying about it, it's a small world in this industry that I was reminded of today when I heard Jessica talking. So, hello, Jessica.
Hi. It is a small world. Thank you for the kind words.
Crystal, this is Gonzalo. How many other agencies submitted?
It wasn't competitively bid since they're professional services.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So there wasn't any other comparison to any other agencies? Was it just solely this one?
Yes.
And is that typical? This is Chibuzo. Is that typical because there's no other agencies? I know you said it wasn't a competitive process, but is this typical for other housing finance corporations for there not to be any other submissions?
It is typical. It is typical with this type of service. Again, it's a very niche market, and they provide accounting services for several HFCs throughout Texas. So they're very familiar with what it is that the HFC does, the partnerships do, and the laws in Texas.
And how long have they been doing this? How long has this company been in doing this type of work?
Sir, this is Jessica Chen again. I personally have been doing this work along with my firm for the last 20 years.
Okay.
And to add to what Krista was saying, Krista is absolutely right. This is a very niche area. All the HFCs, actually, we have been working with, including Austin Housing Finance Corp, Dallas Housing Finance Corp, Travis County Housing Finance Corp, those are the bigger ones. None of them, you know, they went through like a bidding process. Again, this is a professional service, like what Crystal was saying. Also, it's a very niche. It's a very niche industry.
Okay. Chris, hi, this is Rainey Rogers. I guess my question is where I see your fees and things like that. Who pays the fees? Is that coming out of the profits or you know, what we get from this corporation, or is it jointly paid between the owner and us, or are the fees all on the housing finance?
It will come out of the profits made from this project and the issuer fees that the HFC receives every year.
Perfect. Okay. That's my question. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Crystal, my last question is, our attorney has reviewed this engagement letter, I'm assuming?
And our financial advisors as well, and it's a very standard agreement.
Okay.
Crystal, this is Gonzalo. I was going to ask, were we recommended this firm, or how do we know to go to this firm?
Yes, they were recommended to us from Hilltop, our financial advisors.
Any other questions? If not, I'll take a motion.
My motion to approve.
So, Mayor, motion, second.
Second. Chibuzo.
Any other questions or comments before we vote? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Aye.
Okay, we had one opposed.
Was that an opposed or was it a delayed aye? Gonzalo?
You're breaking up, Gonzalo.
It was an opposed?
Yes. Yes, it was an opposed.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Next item up is citizen comments. Crystal, do we have anybody that signed up or raised their hand or gone into the chat?
I do not see any at this time. Let me stop sharing this and make my screen larger.
Are there any citizens online that would like to speak? Okay, if not, any board comments or questions? Okay, I'll take a motion to adjourn then.
I move a motion to adjourn.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right, thanks everybody. Stay safe and
thank you.
Get this project moving.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.
Y'all have a great day.
Yes, thanks a